Sandy was no ordinary slave. He was extraordinary.
Cheryl Wills is a television journalist at New York One in New York City. But on her days off, she's traveling around the country to read her book to elementary school students. She appeared at Community School No. 53, West Hurdle Academy, and the Lovejoy Discovery School. Students received a copy of her children's book. It is the story of her great-great-great-grandfather, a slave who fought for freedom as a Civil War soldier.
They all grew up as slaves.
It's a labor of love, I gotta tell you. Teaching students about the Civil War through the eyes of a descendant is something I wish I had.
Wills was the first journalist invited to speak at the UN General Assembly for the International Remembrance of Victims of Slavery and the Transatlantic Slave Trade.
So often we teach the Civil War, we talk about Gettysburg, we talk about all the battlefields, and I feel that most kids, in one ear, out the other. But when you teach them that it's a family story.
Wills challenges students to see if they were listening during her reading.
I think we owe it to Lincoln and Douglas.
These kids need to know. I need children everywhere to get off Snapchat, Facebook, and Twitter. It's too distracting, and it takes away from the educational process, all that gossip and chatter. You really need to understand what makes America great.
Will stresses to students to learn about their own family history, to be inquisitive and ask about their ancestors.
And you know what makes America great? Your family story and your family's place in history. And I think if more students understood that, I think this country would be a better place.
The lesson from the book was a home run for Lovejoy Discovery School students. Many seemed to be really listening and asked great questions and then wanted an autograph for their book. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.